Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia has died. Chief Justice John Roberts confirmed the death. Scalia was at a luxury resort in West Texas when he was found dead today at the age of 79. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more on the life of the influential conservative justice.
As the court moved more and more in a conservative direction, Scalia's views prevailed more often, too. Decisions he had railed against in the past on abortion and the separation of church and state were trimmed back or even reversed. And he wrote the court's landmark 5-4 decision, declaring for the first time that the Constitution protects an individual's right to keep a loaded gun at home for self-defense. And yet, scholars say it was Scalia's dissents that will likely be remembered most. Witty and sometimes savagely funny, he could also be bombastic and even impolitic. In one abortion dissent, he lamented, "Is the deck stacked? You bet it is." And when the court struck down a law that made private homosexual conduct a crime, Scalia let loose a blast at his colleagues. It is clear, he said, that the court has taken sides in the culture war. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The six remaining Republican candidates for president take the stage for a debate tonight in South Carolina, one week before the GOP primary there. NPR's Sarah McCammon has more on the importance of this latest debate.
We are really in the midst of the primary season now, and it's starting to feel that way. The GOP field is down to just half a dozen candidates. They'll all be on the same stage together. No undercard debate this time. Everyone's trying to take down Donald Trump, especially Ted Cruz, who seems to be his biggest challenger at the moment. And there's a lot of competition in the establishment lane, so things could get heated.
NPR's Sarah McCammon reporting. Pope Francis says Mexico must provide its citizens with security and true justice in the name of the common good. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, the Pope made the comments to Mexican leaders after being greeted by tens of thousands of people on his first full day in Mexico.
Speaking in the National Palace with President Enrique Peña Nieto by his side, Pope Francis warned of the seduction of power. Experience teaches us that each time we seek the path of privileges or benefits for a few, to the detriment of the good of all, sooner or later society becomes fertile ground for corruption, drug trafficking, and other violent ills, said Francis. President Peña Nieto, his wife, and finance secretary have all been embroiled in scandals involving suspect real estate deals. Drug trafficking and corruption continues to plague many regions of Mexico, issues the pontiff says he will continue to address during his visit here. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
And yesterday, the Pope visited Cuba. This is NPR News from Washington. The plunge in stock prices since the start of the year has prompted some to warn the U.S. economy could slide into recession. But Steve Beckner of Market News International says professional forecasters still see moderate growth ahead.
Private sector forecasters polled by the Philadelphia Federal Reserve Bank do put slightly higher odds on a negative quarter for the gross domestic product than in the previous quarterly survey, but they still see only a 14.4% chance GDP could turn negative. GDP grew just 0.7% in the fourth quarter, but the economists expect much better growth this quarter and beyond. They project 2.1% growth for the year, down from previous estimates, but in line with Federal Reserve expectations. The forecasters expect job gains of more than 200,000 per month and 1.5% inflation. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Bitter cold is hitting the East Coast. The National Weather Service says many cities, including Washington and New York, can expect wind chills below zero. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio is urging people to take extreme precautions in dealing with the cold.
Temperatures will continue to plummet today. And with wind chill values, we expect the result to be a negative 25 degree reading overnight.
And he says city workers will take people living on the streets to shelters or hospitals to get out of the weather. Commercial flights between the U.S. and Cuba is expected to restart soon for the first time in decades. U.S. officials will be in Cuba Tuesday to sign the deal. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.